fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales, you're going to talk communication, you're going to talk leadership, you're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. Hey, if you're tired of running around and getting told you're too expensive and people ghosting you and all that other garbage that you deal with as a salesperson, I want to give you a resource. Go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab our How to Spot a Cheap Customer guide and go through that and equip yourself to see them coming a mile away and protect your time so that your time is only spent with those people that are really going to be your customers. So go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab it today.
What's up, everybody? All right, let's talk about Tim's favorite movie of all time.
No, the Titanic. Hey, look it. Back in 1997, right? Titanic comes out to the movie theater. My wife thinks that we got to go see this movie. So not only is it only like I have to go see the damn thing, she drags her sister and her husband along. And him and I cannot sit longer than like a half an hour. And we got to the movie theater late. And we had to sit right in the front. I mean, right in the front, like bending your neck back trying to see this movie.
Yeah.
Greg, I don't know how long the damn thing was. I don't know. Like over three hours. It was ridiculous. And we didn't make a big deal out of it. But I tell you what, after sitting that period of time, my back was killing me. My butt was killing me. I'm sitting and my neck hurt. But I didn't make a big deal out of it at the movie theater because it meant something to her. Have you seen that movie?
I actually have never seen that movie. I've seen the highlights. I know about it, but I've never seen that movie.
The storyline of the whole thing, it ends. You know how it ends. It ends bad.
I think everybody knows how it ends. I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but the boat goes down.
Yeah, the budget was $20 million, you know, and it made over, what? How many billion it made. It was ridiculous. But
yeah,
the storyline of the whole thing, the romance, the grandeur of the ship, the mistake that was made, the whole thing and how it was handled was spot on. Here's what I'm getting at, I guess, Greg. I got off a little bit on that one. I did something for my wife, and she still thinks about it, that I spent that time with her. That was so damn painful. Have you done anything that painful for your wife in a long time where you had to sit still for 3 hours?
See, Tim, if I'm going to go to the movies, I don't know about you, but I do the popcorn trick. And that's how I sit there for 3 hours. That's about the only way I'm going to sit there for 3 hours.
Oh,
I just
God.
Keep filling it up. Yes, it's super important. You know, we're in this grind mode, right, all the time with our businesses and everything like that. And it's important to not forget about the people that are with us because it's so easy to do that, right? We just forget about because we're so focused all the time. But yeah, going to do something with the wife. It doesn't always have to be going to the movies. Sometimes, Tim, it's just watching a show together at night, 30 minutes, right? Just to make sure we're connecting in some way.
You know, Greg, we're grinding on our business. We're trying to better ourselves. But I know, and I can just, I know I can speak for myself. And when I suffer from something or if I have a failure in something, I see it. Other people have the same, is that I grind so hard. By the time I get home to my wife, my gas tank is empty. There's not enough to give. And I forgot why we are doing what we do. What's the point? You know, the why I'm in business, I'm here to have fun. I'm here to change lives and I'm here to make money. The money will come if I follow the other two things. But the reason I'm in business is to have a better life with my family, with my wife, with my grandkids, with my kids, to be happy. If I'm not taking the moments of my life, and in this case, before I was even involved with knowing what was right and wrong, the 3 hours here, what would my life be like?
Yeah, Tim, you make a really good point here. And I get more upset, not upset, but when I think about how old my kids are now and how fast they've grown up and how hard we work, there are many times where I'm like, I can't believe how old they're getting. And I feel like I've missed out on something because of work. Now, I've done a hell of a lot better job focusing on the important things. But I wonder how many other people are out there, Tim, that are grinding so much at work that they're missing their kids grow up.
You know, it wasn't until I heard, and it was probably a podcast or an event I had attended, to where somebody talked about the importance of spending time, where it's needs to be, so you don't burn yourself out in other areas and not give your energy to where it belongs. And then it was the event. What the heck was that? It was in Colorado. It was putting your head where your feet are. Be present. We were in Ohio. We learned about, you know, eye contact. Be present for the person you're with. And I know I failed in those areas, and I'm not alone. But for sure, going to make sure that I am present where I need to be and not have my head somewhere else. So if I'm sitting there watching Titanic, I'm making sure I'm paying attention to what's going to go on that screen, because in case I get quizzed, because there's always a quiz at the end of a movie when you're having coffee, she's going to ask me the question, but also to reach over and hold her hand and let her know that I'm there in a moment for her. So be present for people you're with, right? And if you have kids, right? So.
Be present. So not, so Tim, it sounds like not being on your phone when you're having dinner or something like that, like be in the moment.
That's it, brother. Be in the moment. Live for the moment.
Awesome, man. Love it.
Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.